Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. It is Tuesday. That means two for Tuesday, so get your requests in now. One artist, two songs, 312-981-7200. We'll play those later. And, yeah, there we are. We're getting a little picture taken here. All right. So, I want to, you know, that's one of the most classic rock and roll riffs of all time. I think in most cases, it's the first song you learn on guitar. Would you say that, Alex?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Smoke on the Water, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Alex Chadwick is with us. He's the general manager of the Chicago Music Exchange. You can check out chicagomusicexchange.com. How long ago was the 100 riff video done?
That was in 2012.
So it was that long ago.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it was a sensation with the 100 greatest guitar riffs of all time. One long, like 12-minute piece that you did, covering, you know, 100 famous, very famous rock riffs, and everybody loves a good rock riff.
Oh yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that. You even brought your guitar, so you're going to play some of your favorite riffs with us.
Just absolutely
tear through some stuff. Well, first of all, let's get to know you, Alex. Where are you originally from?
So I grew up out in St. Charles in the suburbs.
Okay.
My folks were Purdue grads, so I was born out in Lafayette, Indiana. So a bit of a transplant from the Hoosier State.
Yeah.
But yeah, I grew up in the burbs, listening to WGN when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, rock radio around Chicago. My dad owned a music store when I was really young, so I've been around it, you know, pretty much my whole life.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's super fun when you grow up with guitars pretty much everywhere. It's hard for that not to be a part of your life.
When did you start playing? You had to have started playing at a very young age, right?
Oh, when I was about 12 years old, 12, I started picking up, yeah.
Yeah. And so your dad play instruments too?
Yeah, he still does. Yeah, he plays guitar, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where was his music store? Was it in St. Charles?
There was two of them. The main one was in Roselle. It was Roselle Music.
Yeah,
that one's been there forever. He bought it from the previous owner, mm-hmm. For a while. And then there was another little satellite location in St. Charles near our house that he opened up.
Yeah.
I started working. My first job was when I was super young, at 14 years old, and you know, working around the store with my dad on weekends and summers and.
You know, for those of us who I played guitar for a while when I was a kid, and then I stopped and I moved over to drums, and I haven't been behind the kit.
I'm so sorry.
Well, but anyway, I have had times where I've gone into, you know, the world of the music store, and it is a different world. Let's talk a little bit. First of all, tell everybody about the Chicago Music Exchange.
Yeah, so the Chicago Music Exchange, it's been there. We've been in business since 91. We've been at our current location since 2006 at 3316 North Lincoln.
Yeah.
For anybody who hasn't been there, Chicagoland or otherwise, please stop on by. It's a beautiful showroom. We've got guitars, basses, drums, mandolins, banjos, ukuleles. We just had our grand opening of our synth room over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is way beyond my depth as a musician. I mean, a lot of that stuff is. I can't play drums to save my life. But, mm-hmm. You know, it's super cool to watch other people who know what they're doing do it. But yeah, we have, you know, we cater to pretty much everybody from the absolute beginner to the, you know, professional level musicians and everything in between.
That's great. And then that location is the neighborhood where I grew up.
Oh, really?
I grew up at Addison Ravenswood.
Oh, wow.
And we used to go to the Lincoln Avenue area and shop over there all over the place. In fact, I bought my first album at a place called the Record Roost.
Oh, wow.
Which is now a Subway.
What was their album?
Paranoid.
Nice.
Yeah.
Black Sabbath?
Yeah, Black Sabbath. All right. First album I ever bought. And I remember when I walked up to the counter, this was in the 70s, I walked up to the counter and the guy behind the counter had crazy hair and a beard and all that stuff. And I walk up and I was a little kid and I put, you know, Paranoid in front of him, and he looks at me, he looks at the record, and then he looks at my dad and he goes, "You sure you want your son to have this?" My dad goes, "He wants it. Just ring it up." So I love that neighborhood. It's a great location you guys are in, man. That's very, very cool. How big is the place?
You know, I couldn't tell you in square footage. The ceilings are pretty high.
But, yeah.
We've got, I don't know, 3,000-4,000 guitars in the room.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Quite a few.
There is a world of the of the music store, and that's a very sort of a specific thing. What's it? What is that world like? What do you? What is it that you like about it so much?
That's a really hard thing to define because there's so. It's such a diaspora, right? There's so many different things that fall under that. I've worked for a handful of different shops during my life.
Yeah.
This is by far the best of them. I mean, by a mile.
Yeah.
But you know, every single one of them has had its charm, and though I think it's not quite the Wayne's World goofiness that you see
right.
in the movies.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of them get pigeonholed as like you know, the goofballs behind the counter.
Yeah.
You know, shredding at customers and ignoring everybody. Or, that's not at all what it is. I'll say this. You know, when I visit other cities and I see my friends in other towns or whatever, the very first thing I'll do, if I can sneak away, is visit a guitar store because there's, you know, every single one in every single town has its charm,
right?
And there's always something interesting. And you know, if you're lucky, which is most of the time, especially if it's a mom and pop store, it's going to have its own character and its own charm. And I think, you know, the quality of the guitar store in a town says a lot about the town itself. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
That's been my experience.
What is it about the Chicago Music Exchange that you love so much? That and from all the other places that you've ever worked or been to.
That's a long list. I mean, part of it's just the room, you know. I mean, huge windows, lots of sunlight. I mean, but that's, you know, certainly that the first thing you walk into is that, but all of that light shining on this room full of vintage instruments and new guitars that, you know, the first time I walked into that room, I saw guitars I'd never seen before in my life. I saw pedals that I'd been looking at in magazines for the past 10 years and things I'd been dreaming of. I thought, wow, it would be amazing if I could find one of these. And I'd been looking for them and I'd never found them. And all of a sudden, I'm walking into a room where all of this stuff is there, literally behind a counter or on a wall, and I can touch it and pick it up and play it.
Yeah.
And now that's every day of my life. I get to come to work and there's all this amazing stuff.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and it wouldn't, you know, that would be one thing, but the fact that the people who are there are super friendly and super welcoming, and we really do our best to, you know, cultivate the kind of environment that that works around that.
So, yeah, that's that sounds really cool. How many guitars do you own
personally? That changes a lot.
Yeah, I would imagine
it just actually grew by one a couple days ago. That's what this one is.
You got a new one?
I do.
Yeah,
it's a fun story behind that. But I think it's 8 right now.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite?
Well, again, right now it's this one. It was a week ago. It was the one before this one. You know, so sentimentally, I think my favorite one is when I got married. The guys at the store in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
The guys at the store who were there at the time, it was actually most of the same people who are there now. Got together, and there was a guitar. I was going to have to sell a couple of my guitars to buy this one I fell in love with. And I came into work one day, and it was gone. And they said, oh, sorry, it sold to this guy.
Oh!
Yeah, and I came back from, I said, oh, I was really bummed out. And I went and got married, and I came back from my honeymoon. And the guys were all sitting there at the middle of the store with the guitar case. And they said, hey, we pulled our money together and we bought the guitar for you. It didn't sell. They'd set it aside and bought it for me as a wedding present.
Oh, that's so great. What kind of guitar is it?
It's a 74 Mocha Strat. I bring it on stage as much as I can. It looks like it's been through a dryer with a bag of rocks, and it's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Now, you just mentioned on stage, you play in bands?
I do. I play in a band called Western Automatic.
Uh-huh. Western, yeah. Oh yeah, Western Automatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been on the show.
Yeah,
yeah.
What the heck is wrong with me? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you guys are great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, very, very cool. What is the guitar that you played in the 100 Riffs video?
So that was a 1957 Fender Stratocaster.
Yeah.
One that I do not personally own because it's I could buy about 5 of my cars with that.
Yeah. You Fender guy?
I have been for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Recently converting to the Paul Reed Smith world, but that's a little bit of both.
You a Gibson guy?
A little bit. My first real guitar was a Les Paul.
Yeah.
So, and I still have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. I love Gibson guitars.
Yeah.
I I keep falling in and out of love with the ones that I buy, but I've never gotten rid of the first one that I got. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. And they just, you know, just like anything, it's got to be the right tool for the job that you're
sure.
doing.
Sure. I mean, as far as Gibson goes, I'm a fan of the SG. I mean, I did buy Paranoid was my first.
Well, yeah.
That was my first record. So
if you're a Tony Iommi guy, you got to have an SG. That's got to be your thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. But when I was a kid, when I played, I had a Strat. So so I did learn and play mostly on a Fender, and I love the sound of a Fender. Do Fenders sell the most at your store?
You know, I think it's probably about 50-50.
Yeah.
I don't know. You'd have to ask somebody who does more of the math on that
okay.
than me.
All right, Alex, hang on, okay?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, Alex is going to get the guitar out, and we're going to hear some of his favorite riffs and talk a little bit more about the Chicago Music Exchange right here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. That, of course, is another one of the greatest rock riffs of all time. The aforementioned Tony Iommi, the riff master. Speaking of riff masters, Alex Chadwick is with us.
Hey, guys.
Hey, general manager of Chicago Music Exchange. And you can check out chicagomusicexchange.com. What are your hours over there so people can
come visit? Monday through Saturday, we're 11 to 7. Sunday, 11 to 5.
Okay. And at
3316 North Lincoln.
3316 North Lincoln, chicagomusicexchange.com. And as you said before the break, you take on newcomers to instruments, people who are interested in learning, and you know, pros.
Absolutely, yeah. Everything from people who've never picked up a guitar before in their lives to people who are, you know, professionals playing at, you know, stadiums all around the world.
That's fantastic. And how long have you been there?
I've been there a little over 9 years, since the beginning of 2010.
Okay. Very, very cool. All right. This, you made kind of a rumble on the internet a few years back with the 100 riffs that you did. Where did that come from?
One of the owners of the store had asked pretty much any of the sales staff to come up with something interesting online, because we were just starting to have a YouTube presence at the time, and he had seen something where somebody had played some consecutive riffs and said, somebody just come up with put out 100 riffs or do something interesting. And I thought, oh, that sounds like a fun challenge.
Yeah.
So I strung it together, and I came up with a medley, and I thought, well, you know what, if we're going to do it, let's make it consecutive, and let's make it like a history lesson kind of thing.
So you did it chronologically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I did some searching on the Billboard charts and, you know, found the hits like year by year. And
yeah.
I just thought it'd be a fun thing to do. And we just put it out there, and I thought, well, it'd be fun if anybody watches it.
Yeah. And a lot of people watched it.
Yeah. And I was in a hotel room in California doing a tour at the Taylor factory. And I got a call from somebody like, hey, people are starting to watch this. It's up to like 2,000 views. And I thought, wow, 2,000 yeah. views. That's really cool.
Ultimately, how many hits did he get?
It's like 30 million.
Well, that's cool, man. It's awesome, too. I've watched it several times. It's so much fun to watch. Now, do people give you feedback? Go, hey, man, you forgot this riff. You didn't do this one. Why did you include that one? You get these goofballs
thankfully not in person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's mostly just online.
Of course it is.
which means I can ignore it.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Well, you want to do a little bit of it? We don't
sure.
have. You can't do the whole thing. Just a few minutes.
Yeah, I'll do a little bit of it.
All right.
Sure,
okay. So these are the 100. This is from the 100 greatest riffs of all time, where Alex Chadwick did like a history lesson chronologically, some of the most memorable riffs ever. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, let's
all
do
right.
it. Thank you.
great, man. That's great. That's so great. And people are still watching that thing, right? I mean, it's been up online now for what, 7 years?
Yeah, 7 years. Yes, it's been up for 7 years. Yeah, thankfully it's nice to be recognized a little bit on the internet for something that's not terrible. People are still watching.
That's great, man. That's really, really great. When do you guys have your next gig? You can plug that too, man.
We're going into the studio at the end of May, so we're kind of taking a break from shows right now.
Okay.
So it's really just songwriting and recording at the moment, but we'll have some stuff here and there, but it's all studio work for us right now.
Yeah. And how's that? You like working in the studio?
I love working in the studio. I do a little bit engineering stuff on my own just outside of the store, but I love it. I absolutely love.
Yeah. Who was your recording. who are your musical influences? Who did you love listening to that influenced you?
Growing up in a guitar store, you hear a lot of stuff. So I would say the first time I heard Stevie Ray Vaughan blew my mind.
Man.
I had never heard anything like it before. One of the first records I ever bought was AC/DC Live, and like I was really into rock and Metallica and all that. I was the harder rock stuff, and then I heard Stevie Ray Vaughan on the radio, and I was just a complete U-turn. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
And just his voice and his playing, his command of the instrument, and I just dropped everything and said, I need to know how to do that.
Yeah.
And that was just a massive influence.
Did you ever get to see him live?
No, I didn't even hear him until he had passed away.
I saw him. I got to see him twice. I saw him. I'm telling you, the show at the Aragon in the late 80s was one of the greatest shows I've ever seen in my life. And then I saw him in Merrillville at the old Holiday Star.
I feel like you could see him play a banjo in a 7-Eleven and it would still be the greatest show you'd ever see.
He was unbelievable, man. Taken from us way too soon.
Yeah.
Man. Just such a tragedy. But so that was the big one. So Stevie Ray Vaughan. What's the first album you ever bought, you said? Was it AC/DC?
The first album I ever bought with my own money was AC/DC Live.
Right.
As soon as I heard Stevie Ray Vaughan, I went out and I got every single record of his that I could find.
Just
every bit of money I had went to buying his entire discography.
Yeah.
And I still have it, I probably burned through four copies of Couldn't Stand the Weather.
Legendary, man. Just a legendary guitarist, man. But it was incredible to see him live. It was just ridiculous. Especially that Aragon show. I was just like, what is going on? It was insane.
Yeah.
How much time do you spend at the music exchange?
Most of my time.
Really?
Yeah. Which it's not a bad place to be,
Yeah.
Room full of guitars. There's definitely worse things to do with your time.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm there most days. There's a lot to do. I mean, we have on top of what happens in the store, we have a pretty robust business online, and we do a lot with social media and videos and all sorts of other stuff.
How many people work in the store?
Oh boy. There's
because you have to have people who have expertise in so many different instruments, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on how you define it, because we have the floor staff, and then we have guys who do the buying of the guitars and the repair staff.
Oh, sure.
There's all sorts of folks who are kind of behind the scenes. I mean, there's about 100 people who work in the store.
Wow.
And yeah, it's not something you would necessarily see just walking in the front door, but the CME is a for being effectively a mom and pop organization, it's not tiny.
Yeah. And do you guys have regular customers that come in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Tell me a little bit about some of these people.
Oh, the regulars are the best.
I mean,
those are the people that you see every day or every other day or whatever. And I don't even know if I would say most of them are like folks who are in the neighborhood. They're just people who come by, and I honestly think a lot of them drive in. But that's the best part about doing business is, you see the people who and them by name. I'm terrible at knowing people by name. So if I know you by name, that means we know each other well enough that we've got built a relationship from being there. We have a good amount of regulars who come by and hang out and play guitar, and whether they are there to buy stuff or just hang out,
that's really cool, man. That is really, really cool. So do you guys offer, have you ever thought about offering lessons?
So that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
You need the space and the teachers, and that's kind of a different kind of business.
Yeah.
We have teachers that we refer people to, that we know really well and that we have, you know, relationships with over the years. But it's not something that we offer at this time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Some places do.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, you got enough stuff going on. It sounds like.
Yeah. And the places that do it really well.
Yeah.
So that's just not something that we want to kind of dive into yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the place is amazing, and Chicago Music Exchange. People can check out ChicagoMusicExchange.com. You guys have Facebook. You have all that. All that stuff.
Yep. Yeah. Facebook, Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure we have a Pinterest.
All right, very, very cool. Well, thanks for coming down, man.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming back again. I will admit, I completely forgot. I've had a lot of bands in studio, and sometimes they all kind of meld together. But you're great, man.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I actually had the card on my dress. I thought it was so cool to come in here before with my band. I kept the card in my little book. It says Nick DiGilio Show, Western Automatic, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I think it was 2016 or something. I still got it somewhere.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming down, and thanks for playing live.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, that's Alex Chadwick, General Manager of Chicago Music Exchange, a really great place. Check out ChicagoMusicExchange.com. And again, that 100 Greatest Riffs is still out there in the ether. You can watch it out there online. Alex, thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll come back after this on 720 WG.